Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with my good friend, Dr. Roger Anderberg. Dr. Anderberg is a member of my parish here in Christ the King, Ann Arbor, Michigan. He's a retired pediatrician and a man who has walked the walk as a Catholic in many ways and touched the lives of people both here in the United States and abroad, just walking in the footsteps of Christ, he and his family. If you didn't have a chance to tune into yesterday's program, you could go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there right on the computer. Download them on whatever apparatus you use to listen to them at your convenience. We talked really about Roger's testimony from being raised a Baptist, meeting a Catholic girl, getting married to a Catholic girl, and eventually becoming Catholic himself. So welcome back, Roger.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you. Yeah, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you know, for me, it was very much like when Paul visited Ephesus, mm-hmm. and he asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit? Yeah. And they said, we never even heard that there was a Holy Spirit. I mean, the Baptists didn't really talk about the Holy Spirit very much, you know what I mean? It's sort of like the anti-Catholic thing, the anti-charismatic or Pentecostal, you know, we're not going there. So I never really heard anything, sermons on the Holy Spirit or, you know what I mean? So this was all new. I mean, they prayed over me. Actually, it was just me and the priest and my wife. It was very simple. They just prayed over me, and then the priest sat down, and we prayed over him.
So, what year was that?
That was 1972. 73. So, and then for me, I think the first thing I noticed was a deepening love of Jesus, you know, and I was surprised by that. But that's the job of the Holy Spirit, to lift up Jesus, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Cardinal Sunes used to say, the special mission of the Spirit is to reveal to every human heart the beauty and the majesty of Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
to awaken a love for him in our hearts.
Yeah, it's deepening love. And, you know, I was kind of going along thinking, well, I mean, I don't know if I really got baptized in the Holy Spirit or whatever. And then it seemed like the Lord said to me that if I ask for it, Luke 11:13, mm-hmm. if you ask for the Holy Spirit, you get it.
Right.
I mean, I read that scripture and I'm like, I asked for it. So.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. I believe that, you know. And so, anyway, then
it's actually a good point, Roger, that that walking in the faith means accepting the revelation, the promises, the commands, whatever the Lord gives to us, and just accept them.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
At a certain point.
Yeah. So it wasn't like lightning in the sky for me.
Right.
I mean, it was just, I pray for it, and so I believe that.
Yeah.
And so then this deepening love of Jesus. And I remember going out, we were out on the flat plains of Kansas, and you could see for miles that I'd go out there and practice speaking in tongues in my backyard, just walk around, just praying tongues, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
well, for our listeners, some of our listeners may not really even know much about it. What does it mean to pray in
tongues? Well, it's a prayer language.
Yeah.
Often we don't really know how best to pray. Actually, Romans 8:26 says that.
Yeah.
We do not know how to pray.
Right.
And so the Holy Spirit can pray in us. And so it's a way of praying that's beyond words. It's a way of praising God beyond words. It's great. You can only say, I praise you, I praise you, I praise you so many times. And then, you know, you kind of want to do something else.
Every Catholic has been given in baptism the gift of the Holy Spirit, right?
We're
born of water and the Spirit. We become children of God in baptism. But as St. Paul said, to each one is given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
Right.
He wants us to be open to the whole range of spiritual gifts that God has given to us. And Paul talks very specifically about praying in tongues. And he said, I would that you all pray in tongues. I pray in tongues more than all of you. And so this prayer language is the Holy Spirit helping us, as you say, doing what we can't do on our own, just taking us deeper into prayer in Christ.
So one of the gifts was healing. Of the Spirit.
Right.
And so I'm as a physician, of course, I didn't think I needed any help on that,
in
that account, but I was really wondering about it. But then I had this amazing event where this woman came into the clinic, and on the weekends I was on call for the adults too. And so anyway, she was pregnant, and she started spotting. And so I came to the clinic, saw her, we did a blood count. Her blood pressure was fine. She seemed okay. And I said, well, go home. This is a Friday. And let's just take it easy through the weekend. We'll see you back in Monday in the office here at the clinic and go from there. So Saturday, I woke up and I was praying. And I'm like, I need to call that woman. I, I'm concerned about her. So I called her and said, I think you need to come up to the clinic. So she came up to the clinic, and when she came there, when she stood up, she would start to pass out. She was getting kind of shocky. Her blood count was half of what had been the day before. Her blood pressure was low. And so I called an ambulance, sent her to the hospital, and I came home and told my wife, and she said, well, we should pray for her healing. I'm like, what else? You know, is there a left? I mean,
yeah.
So she just prayed a simple prayer, Lord, please heal her and take care of that baby. And so later that afternoon, the obstetrician called me and said, you know, I don't know how to say this, but she got to the hospital. Everything was confirmed except for the fact that her blood count was normal and her blood pressure had normalized. And he said, we did surgery because we were concerned about her having a ruptured uterus or something, and said everything was fine. And he said, she'll probably lose the baby, but, you know, we'll see. Well, the baby went full term, no problems. Oh. And the woman came in for her first visit, as I was a pediatrician, so I didn't want to tell her that we'd been praying for her. I was a little shy of that. So I just said, hey, what happened on the way to the hospital? And she said, well, I'm Catholic, and I asked St. Joseph to intercede for us. Well, this is really a double whammy for me as, as a Protestant.
Yeah.
Not only did she get healed, but through the intercession of St. Joseph. So it was like a double learning experience, you know, for the saints and their intercession. So it opened me up to the whole possibility of healing as praying for people, you know. And so that was a whole new avenue. We went back to Houston to finish up my residency. And so there we got involved in prayer meetings. There is a big charismatic renewal center in Houston, St. Nicholas, and we got involved at St. Nicholas and with a deepening prayer life. We had children by then. Charlie was born in Kansas, and then we got back to Houston and had two more. And so, you know, we were very involved in the charismatic renewal. But, you know, we really kept thinking we would like to have a better place to be, you know, raise our kids. And so we had some friends that had been in the community up here in Ann Arbor, and we came to visit and said, well, we like this, you know. And so anyway, I went back to Houston, and we prayed about it. And I said, well, I told my partners I'm leaving. I'm going to go to Ann Arbor. And I had a doctor up here that offered me a job, and so I told him that. And after I told him all this, the state of Michigan wrote me a letter and said, well, you have to take another licensing test. There was some missing thing from my way did it in Texas and the way, yeah. So, and that's all full. So you can't even come now. Uh-huh. You can't even have a license right now. You have to wait a year. Then, it's like you're off the high dive and there's no water in the pool.
Yeah.
So I went to my wife, the faithful Lori, and I said, well, what? She said, I'll pray. So she came back and said, I'm going to write the governor of Michigan. And I'm like, I did. I laughed just like that.
Yeah.
I said, why don't you write to president, too? I mean, that is, did you get that in prayer?
Yeah.
And she said, yeah. And you know what? He told me he was going to answer me on my birthday, June 17th. He's going to answer me on my birthday. And I'm like, oh, well, man, that is far out, you know.
Yeah.
So her birthday, June 17th, comes. Nothing happens. You're like, hey, she said, I'm just sure that was God, you know. And so anyway, then 2 days later, we get a letter in the mail. And we open it up, state of Michigan. It has her birthday on the top of it,
yeah.
June 17th, from the governor of Michigan. Okay, well, I know what you're saying. We'll set up a committee, a guy to help you with this. One person that could go to the committee and try to get this worked out, you know. Anyway, long story short, it went through a whole bunch of meetings, and they all said, no, we're not doing that. And what the Lord kept telling me was, mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. Okay, so finally, I just went back to my partners and said, well, okay, look, I don't know. I told God, if you want me to move, you're going to have to do it. I'm just stopping right here. And so 2 months later, this guy calls me on the phone. I hadn't even heard from him. I was back in Houston working. Everything was the same. He calls me, you got a license. I don't know how to tell you this, but they approved your license. I've never seen anything like this, you know.
How about that?
Well, yeah. So we got my license and we moved up here, never lived in the north. And here we were in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and trying to figure out what that meant, you know.
Yeah. So it became in your marriage.
Yeah.
You know, I think if some people who are listening might say, look, my wife and I don't pray very much together.
Or we don't talk.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Not every couple does that, right? But was that something that just was with you from the beginning, back from those college days when you started dating even already?
I think comfort with prayer with each other was for her with the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
She just got comfortable and we prayed together, you know.
Yeah. Once her faith became more alive in a more personal way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Was it? How has prayer in your marriage made a difference for you guys, would you say, together?
It unites us. Mm-hmm. It makes us one in what we're praying for. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's very important. And we're discussing what the Lord seems to be saying to us, you know what I mean, when we pray. It's not just throwing up things and hoping. It's really, you know, praying and listening. And, you know, this is what the Lord said to me about this. Like when she came to me and said, hey, it's going to answer me on my birthday, which, you know, sometimes my reaction is that, like, but, you know.
Well, I was thinking this weekend, one of my boys is getting married, you know, and I was talking with him about how to prepare and how to think about it, you know, and remember that this is a unique sacrament in that it's the sacrament happens between the couple, right? The priest witnesses it.
Yeah.
But their vows, they're saying yes, and there's three persons involved there, right?
Yes, correct.
And it's that's where it all happens. The Holy Spirit, the Lord is with them right there, in that you're beginning a relationship together, individually, but also together with the Lord. And marriage, really, the foundation of marriage is the two of you together living with the Lord.
Yeah.
And learning how to love him and follow him, because he's got a plan for you individually, but corporately he's got a plan for you. The two have become one flesh. You're going to build a family, and he's going to take you on this journey. And being alive to him together, being able to talk about him, being able to pray, is just a huge difference maker.
I'm so grateful for coming into the church, because that unified us and made us able to do exactly that.
Yeah.
You know, that's been such a grace for us. So, so that's... You know, always been something I've been very grateful for. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you together read, like, the Bible daily or anything like that? Like, what does your prayer look like, just concretely? We just have a minute left. Just for our listeners, the two of you together, like, how often do you pray? And
we both pray at the same time in the morning.
Okay.
First thing before we do anything is we sit down. She's often in the same room with me. And then, you know, we have our own individual prayer time.
Sure.
And then, you know, we talk with breakfast, or we go to Mass every day. So we talk about the scriptures. We talk about what the Lord's saying to us when we pray.
Yeah,
we pray the rosary every day together for, you know, all the needs that we know. So that's another way that we pray together.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
It's been wonderful.
That's wonderful.
You know,
Were you able to, maybe we can talk about more of this in the next program too tomorrow, but were you able to have that kind of rhythm of prayer even when you were a very busy pediatrician?
This is not an option.
Yeah.
Okay. That's when it's most important.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason to say I can't do that, because I had to have it. If I didn't have that, man, I'm gone. You know, I don't get my morning prayer. Not going to be a good day.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. So, thanks for sharing all that, and I hope you can be back again tomorrow.
I will.
Friends, hoping to have Roger here all week long to share with us more about his journey, both the ups and the downs, some great trials that they've had to face as a couple that I know many of you listening have had to face, very difficult trials. And I think you'll find Roger's sharing very encouraging. I encourage you to invite your friends to come and listen tomorrow. But until tomorrow, this is Peter Herbeck and Dr. Roger Anderberg praying for you today and wanting God's best for you throughout the day. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.